The phone's got my quarter and the operator won't give it to me back.
I'll handle this, ma'am. Operator?
Yes?
This is Sergeant Tackleberry.
So?
Would you please relinquish this lady's quarter?
I told her we'll send her a refund.
You'll pay her now!
I'm sorry, sir. Would you like to speak to her?
Stand back, ma'am. Can you identify your quarter, ma'am?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 What am I supposed to be doing here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey there, listeners. What you doing? You're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 3rd, 2016. Today's sponsor is Lee W. Thanks, Lee, for being a supporter of the show. If you'd like to be a supporter of the show and stop being such a damn freeloader, you can do so at phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Have you guys heard of this Jolly Roger telephone company? It's something that I keep seeing on blogs everywhere, and people keep sending the link to me on Facebook. And this guy created a system with asterisks, which is designed to waste the time of telemarketers. And it's basically like the Lenny bot. You guys remember the Lenny bot, the old man who talks about his youngest daughter, Marissa, or whatever he says? You know, he just goes on and on and on and wastes people's time. And it's really funny. And this is kind of like that. It's not as funny because it's not some weird old man just going on and on. Instead, it's just some guy saying yes, okay. And his goal is to keep the telemarketer on the line for as long as possible using this automated system. And it sounds a little bit like this.
And I took some medicine that doesn't help. So, you know that feeling when you just wake up, you need a couple minutes to think and figure out what's going on?
Maybe. So that right there, that guy talking, that's the bot. And then the guy responding to him is the telemarketer.
You get some coffee. Do you drink coffee?
Hey, I don't drink coffee. That's a...
So hang on. I haven't had a chance to really wake up all the way. So can you just go a little slower? Who's this?
I'm pulling.
Oh, geez. Hang on. There's a bee on me. Hang on. There's a bee on my arm.
So it just goes on and on and on and on. He just rambles, just some guy rambling to telemarketers to keep them on the line and waste their time. And the cool thing is that he set it up so that there's a phone number you can connect this to. So like when you get a telemarketer call on your cell phone and they ask for somebody, you say, oh yeah, hold on, let me get that person. And then you hit the three-way call button and you add the phone number 214-666-4321. And you connect that to your call and you mute yourself and you can sit there and listen to the telemarketer waste his time. But the only problem is that you have to sit there and you know, leave your phone off the hook while the telemarketer talks to it. Here, let's give it a call. Let's see if it works. Let's see if it can fool me.
Hello?
Hi. What you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling to telemarket you.
Yes?
And tell you about my oldest daughter, Marissa.
Yeah.
Is that all you can say is yeah?
You know, I was having trouble concentrating because you sound exactly like somebody I went to high school with. So, sorry.
Okay,
say
so,
that
see,
part again.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. It's kind of a cool service. It's a cool idea. He's been getting a lot of press from it lately. I think he's been on some TV shows or something, or maybe radio shows. I don't know. But he's doing a Kickstarter to fund some other version of his bot, I guess. I haven't really read the Kickstarter. I just saw that he's doing one. And it's a cool service, so if you're interested in something like this, you should go to JollyRogerTelephone.com. I mainly like this guy just because of that name for a telephone company. But the thing is really easy to use if you want to waste the time of some telemarketers. All you have to do is add this phone number to your cell phone's phone book. The phone number is 214-666, praise Satan, 4321. And save the name as telemarketer, time waster, or something like that. And the next time a telemarketer calls you, say, hold on a second, connect them to that number, and just kind of sit there and listen. And giggle in the background as the telemarketer talks to a robot. That's all the exciting news I have for today, so I guess we should get on with today's show. But first, I should give a shout-out to Lauren. She's the newest listener of the Snowplow Show. and she's a good friend of Ben Kilburn's, so she's definitely worth giving a shout to. And Ben Kilburn didn't ask me to say that or anything. Where did you get that idea? No, this is just a random shout out, all done of my own free will. Okay, now that that's out of the way, I'm going to play the first half of today's show, which is a live show that I did yesterday, which didn't really go that well. I think it was about an hour and a half show, and out of that hour and a half, I have about 25 minutes to play for you. So be thankful that you missed yesterday's live show, because it was crap. So here it is. Enjoy the less crappier parts. Okay, so what we have today is another submission from this guy, Jeff. You guys might remember Jeff as the guy who submitted a year or two ago a bunch of people who were angry about a sidewalk going up in their neighborhood. And guess what? He's done it again. I don't know where he gets this stuff. I don't know if he's ever explained it to me. But he says, "Hey, Brad, here's a PDF of the City of St. Louis Parks meeting minutes where, among other things, a paving project is discussed with a lot of comment cards from citizens with phone numbers, addresses, everything. Those start on page 49 of the PDF, but the history of the project is a page or two before that, if you want to research it a little. Lots of emails after the comments card with even more info. I hope you can get to this and have fun with it. Thanks for everything." And that's from Jeff. So, let's see. This is a really, really large PDF. And it's a special city council meeting. And, oh, I can't go through all this. This is just a lot of reading. I'm not much of a reader, you guys. Reading's for, I don't know, rich people or something. So I'm scrolling through it. There's maps. Oh, look, there's where the sidewalk's going to be. Okay, I'm going to leave this email opened, and I'm going to open the second one from him. Because he made me a Word doc, probably with a virus in it, that only has the comment cards by the people. That was really nice of him, so I don't have to scroll through this long document. Yeah, while we're here, I guess we should go ahead and do a... Should we do a Facebook mob? I think I'm going to be kind of busy with this whole thing. Have we ever done the red cat bar for the Facebook mob? Let me click on this real quick. Red cat bar. Ah, it's the mobile version. You guys, have I done the red cat bar? Please let me know if you remember me doing the red cat bar. I don't think we've done it. I would have remembered the scary picture of a red cat on the header image. 1,400 people like the red cat bar. And they post fairly regularly. They have a few likes per post, but not very many. Okay, so the red cat bar, facebook.com/redcat7671. I'm posting that in the chat room. If you'd like to go there and just leave some creative comments on their posts, or if you're able to, I don't know, if you can leave a review. If you leave reviews, please do 5 stars. We're not here to ruin the Red Cat Bar's reputation. The guy that submitted this says, "It's my local pub. Nelly, the owner, is a fiery cockney. I go every Friday and would love to see how they're reacting to it. All the best." And I'm not going to say the guy's name who submitted this to me, because I know you guys would probably use his name in all of your horrible comments that you leave. So anyway, do that if you want. Facebook.com/redcat7671. And I'll come back to that and maybe read the comments. But let's get on with these sidewalk things. Okay, these are all handwritten comments, so I have to read old people handwriting. This first one is Mary, and she says, "I strenuously," I think she says strenuously, it's the handwriting, okay, it's not because it's a big word, it doesn't say strongly, and okay, anyway, I something object to the change in the proposal sidewalk plan on my street. Lack of due process, significant loss of property value due to lack of privacy and a diminished use in yard. Yeah, like she ever goes outside. So let me give her a call. This could be a really amazing show, or this could be just the shittiest show ever, because none of these people will answer. Let's find out.
Hi, this is Mary. Please leave a message.
Bridget, please give us sidewalks. We are supportive. It is good for connecting neighbors. It is good for health. Thank you.
Hello, Bridget Gotham.
Hi, Bridget.
Yes.
It's Roy from the City Council here in St. Louis Park.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the City Council in St. Louis Park.
Okay.
And you filled out a comment card about this sidewalk.
Yeah.
And you kept the pin. And we need the pin back.
I'm confused.
You took our pin, you filled out this comment card, and you didn't return our pin. And we have a security camera footage of you putting the pin in your pocket. And we need that back.
I don't even know where that would be.
It was
you mean like an ink pen?
Yeah, an ink pen. You stole our ink pen, the blue one.
Oh my God, I have no idea where it is.
Yeah, well, why would you just take off with it? It wasn't yours.
Who is this really?
My name is Roy. I'm with the City Council in St. Louis Park.
You're not with the City Council of St. Louis Park.
Why do you say that?
Because I know who's on City Council.
Oh, you don't know shit, Bridget. All I know is you're a pin thief and you need to bring it back or buy us a new one.
I'll buy you a new one.
Well, you better do something, because you can't just come in here and steal things from us.
Okay.
You know?
Then, who is this really?
This is Roy from the City Council.
There is no Roy in the City Council.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're just not up on current events. I've been here for years.
You've been on the City Council for all those years?
So what's the problem? You just can't afford a pin? Is that what it is?
No, I'd be glad to send you a pin.
Okay, because, I mean, that would be the right thing to do. That'd be the Christian thing to do. Our budget's pretty tight this year, and we don't need people just walking off with our pins.
Okay, what's the address, please?
And I'm glad you think this is just a big joke, and you're just sitting there laughing at me. I'm just trying to get the pin back.
Just tell me the address, and I'll send you a pin.
Oh, you know the address. You seem to know everything around here. You think you know who's on the council and all that.
I do.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know anything.
Okay, well, give me your phone number and I'll call you back.
It's on your caller ID. Just look at your caller ID.
Oh, yeah.
What do you need to call me back for, though?
So I can have an address to send this to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that. The secretary will pick up, you know. That'd be better.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm above that sort of work. I don't think I should have to sit here and read an address to a pin thief. Just bring it back to where you stole it from.
Okay, I'll bring it back.
You damn hobo.
Thank you for the call.
Oh, no problem. You have a nice day, and thank you for your comments about the sidewalk. Thanks for being supportive.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Because I think the sidewalk is good for connecting neighbors and it's good for health.
I do, too.
Oh, good. Good. We're in agreement there.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
We're practically twins, except I'm the twin that doesn't steal pins that don't belong to me.
Oh, okay. So, and I do steal pins. It's true. I steal them from the bank. I steal them from the restaurant.
You're a horrible human being.
Well, I'll just take my chances.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
We have you on camera, so if any pins turn up missing around the city, they're going to know who did it.
Okay, and they can pick me up if they need to.
Good. They will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Have a nice day. That was kind of boring because she knew what was going on. Or, I mean, she knew I was full of shit anyway. Anyway, okay, let's do Ken, I am in favor of the plan. And he has bad handwriting.
Hello?
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the city of St. Louis Park.
Yeah.
And you filled out a comment card about the sidewalk.
Back when?
Yeah, back in January. You remember?
Yeah. So do you have any questions?
Well, no, I just, your handwriting is awful. And so this says you don't like the sidewalk, right? It says...
No, I do like the sidewalk.
Well, no, I think it says I am against the sidewalk idea, and I do not approve of this, and this I shouldn't have to pay for anything, and I think you talk about irrigation.
I did not fill out that card.
Well, no, it says Ken, and it has your phone number on it.
But I did not fill that card out. Somebody else must have.
Okay,
it wasn't me.
Your handwriting was atrocious enough that I was able to change it around and make it say all that stuff. Because personally, I'm against this whole sidewalk thing. I think we could spend our money on better things. So I'm changing your card around to read that you're against it.
You better not.
I am. That's what I've got my blue pen right here, and I'm trying to imitate your handwriting.
Why would you do that?
Because I don't want the sidewalk thing to succeed. I want it to fail. And if I can modify the comic cards, then I can achieve that.
What did you say your name was?
My name is Roy. I work with the city council and stuff. But
you do? Roy who?
No, that's incorrect. No, I'm... I wasn't sure what you had on this card originally. I just wanted to make sure.
No, what I wrote on the card was that I was in favor of the sidewalks.
Oh, okay. Now, I wrote, I changed it so it says, I am infuriated over the sidewalks. And
what the hell would you do that for?
Because I already told you, I don't want the sidewalks to succeed.
Yeah, but you're committing perjury. In a court of law.
Perjury. They're not going to know because I can change my handwriting to look like yours, and I'm using the same pen, the same blue pen.
Well, I'm going to have to call my ward councilman and let him know that somebody is messing with comments.
Good luck proving it. You can't prove it because this handwriting I'm doing is flawless. I just wrote with my left hand, and it looks like your handwriting.
I can't believe that somebody would commit such a stupid act.
It's just a sidewalk. Just settle down over it.
Look,
it's just a sidewalk.
Look, when was the last time you drove down a dark street and people in dark clothes were walking with?
Oh, don't be racist.
With the traffic, you want to run into somebody?
You want to be happy
when you run over somebody?
The sidewalk
walking on the street.
The sidewalk's going to make it worse because it'll make the road narrower. So the cars won't have as much space.
No, it's not going to make the road narrower.
And they're going to end up just going up on the sidewalk, up the curb, and hitting people.
I'm going to have to call the city manager and let him know that somebody is busy trying to change comment cards.
The city manager...
Thank you for calling. I have your phone number.
He's in my pocket.
I'm going to make sure I give that phone number to whoever I talk to. Goodbye.
I hope you do, but good luck proving it. That sidewalk's never going to happen. Never. Ken? Oh. I was hoping he forgot to hang up so we could hear him yell at people. I want to be a technical writer. DeAndre says it's forgery, not perjury. I'm going to take his word for that. I don't know what the hell perjury means. I'm not smart. So do you guys have any ideas for the sidewalk thing? Apparently my ideas consist of just making fun of people's handwritings and accusing them of pen theft. I love the chat room, you guys. You guys are funny. Psychedelic Vision says, tell supporters that the concrete dried up on the way to the location, so all the tax money went to waste. Kevin Thomas says they accidentally put the sidewalk on upside down, so everyone has to pay to flip the sidewalk over. That's awesome. I really want to use some of these, damn it. Dan says, the narrowing of 34th Street will significantly impact the traffic flow. I thought it was a small community. What traffic flow? Current cars are parked on both sides of the street and requires traffic to be something to get by. Traffic to alternate to get by. This causes confusion and danger as traffic flow becomes unpredictable. Sounds like Dan just worries too much.
Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan. This is Roy from the... I'm with the city of St. Louis Park.
Yes, how are you?
Not too bad. I just needed to give you some information about the sidewalk that we're putting on your street.
Oh, okay.
Because you know that's coming to your neighborhood, right?
I do. Okay. Yes, I've been involved in all the city meetings and everything.
Okay. Well, they purchased the concrete already. We purchased the concrete already. But it dried up on the way here, so all of the tax money went to waste, and it's gonna be like probably another year before we even get this built because of all the concrete drying up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to let everyone on the street know about that.
Well, that's interesting. I don't have the sidewalk's not actually going in front of my house. So.
Yeah. So it's weird that you're even against it, really. When you think about it.
I'm not against it.
I thought you were against it.
I don't.
You said it would significantly impact traffic, and people are too dumb to because they have to alternate to get by.
What is that? What are you talking about?
You wrote on here that the narrowing...
I wrote on where?
On the comment card, dummy.
Who are you? Are you with the city of St. Louis Park?
Yeah, I am. It says right here in the comment card. I have it in front of me. Like you're saying that the street's too narrow as it is, and you don't want to have.
Why are you calling? What's your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy. What's your last name?
Gerbel. What are you saying? You didn't write this comment card because I mean it's right here. It's. Has your phone?
When? What's the date on it?
December 17th.
Okay. Well, I don't know why you're calling me a dummy.
Well, because you're saying you didn't write this card, but it's in your handwriting. I mean, it's all it says.
How would you know what my handwriting looks like?
Well, because your name.
By the way,
it's
March 2nd, and it's 3.5 months ago.
Okay. What's that have to do with anything? I'm letting you know that all of the concrete dried up on the way here. Because we were trucking the concrete in from Maine, but they forgot to leave the mixers on, so they showed up in these trucks that were just big concrete blocks. But we still have to pay for it, so the sidewalk's going to be delayed by about almost a year.
Okay, but that must have not been different than what was just approved by the city council.
What was that? Was that some sort of smart-ass comment?
No. I'm just saying it just got approved by the city council like 2 days ago.
I know, and we were all ready with the cement. The cement was on the way, and it dried up on the way here.
Okay. This conversation's not going anywhere, but...
Okay, well, you don't have to deny, like, being against the sidewalk thing. It says right here that you are.
I didn't ever write that I was against the sidewalk.
You wrote right here. It says, the narrowing of 34th Street between Agbuda and will significantly impact the traffic flow. Current cars are parked on both sides of the street and requires traffic to alternate to get by. This causes confusion and danger. It sounds like you worry too much, basically. It sounds like
you know what? You are unbelievable. Do you seriously work for the city of St. Louis Park?
It's like you're just looking for something to complain about.
I don't know who you are. I'm hanging out.
Why are you hanging up? I'm just trying to... I mean, this has to be him. It's all the same handwriting. Unless someone in the city council really is changing the comment cards and, you know, just imitating handwriting and stuff. Let's see what I have. I think I'm going to play some music. and I will figure things out. Oh, wait, no. First, let's read the Facebook page for the Red Cat Bar. Hopefully they haven't deleted everything yet. Doesn't look like there's a lot of comments, so that may have happened. Here, I'll post the link in the chat room if you guys want to read along. We can read together. Red Cat posts. So Red Cat is a bar. Where is it? I don't know. Is it? It's in somewhere in the United Kingdom. Anyway, the latest comment says. Somebody comments, this is a tough one. Frampton's deep throat game is strong, but I've never seen his cacti deep throat skills. Quig looks like a hobo, so I'm pretty sure he partook in this type of activity before. That was from Matthew. That was a comment from Matthew. Tim says, the flaming curry cactus was amazing. However, there's an unfortunate incident while I was using the glory hole. Off to the hospital for stitches now. Mr. Smorgan says, it gave my cat the runs for many days. Was a stinky mess, but my slave and I really enjoyed it. 5 stars from me. That's it for the first post. That's it. There's nothing on the second post or the third post. But we have some reviews. Wait, let me see if there's posts on the page. Visitor posts. Okay, we'll do those first. Matt Hillock, he says, poop for the win. Cheers, yo. Fun with brain lesions. Mr. Smorgan says, I love this place. I bring my autistic, hairless cat, Wonton. Can cats be autistic, Mr. Smorgan? Is that true? I want to know about this. I bring my cat, Wonton, my autistic, hairless cat, Wonton, every Monday and Saturday for their cactus cat specials. My cat gets free catnip when I order a meal and a drink. We both get jiggity janked up together. We both get right jiggity janked up together. Sorry, I don't know the Canadian urban lingo. This place is the bee's knees. 5 stars. And that's it. Just those two. And then, last but not least, we have reviews. Matthew's review. Only rating 5 stars because of the cute old man in the corner that kept staring at me and fondling his cactus. Kuraz says, Red Cat is greater than Red Rocket because the latter is just obscene. Have you tried it? That's great. Bruno says cactus. Kevin says excellent restaurant. I loved shoveling spoonful after spoonful of cactus pot pie into my mouth. The crust was moist and gooey. The service is great. The manager was kind enough to give me a 12-cent coupon for next time. My server Roy was very professional and even helped me roll a joint for my grandmother while we were waiting for the cactus sushi. Best restaurant ever. Mr. Smorgan says her cat is very autistic. I still have my doubts that that's a real thing. Maybe it is, I don't know. The Go Cups. Okay, this is from Robbie. The Go Cups are very fun to throw out the window, and they cater to people who are diabetic, and they drink water. Be sure to order the salt pounding special. And your meal is 50% off if you take a running jump. A strange beeping could be heard from the back room, and every few minutes an alarm would sound, and all the staff would run off to press the button. Worth it for the fantastic cactus cocktails. Wow, there is a lot of reviews. Okay, not that many. There's like 3 more. Basically what I'm saying is I'm getting bored with this, and I want to quit. James says, I love this place. I bring my wife and 2 5-year-old twins. The people at Red Cat let us take shots off the gin at the bar. Finally, a place that allows family drink nights. The restroom attendant does a stellar job. He makes his 1 canned meats and cheeses right there in the restroom. It really freshens up the atmosphere and the scent of the room. Unfortunately, I was not able to get any Johnsonville sausage from the restroom attendant. The day I went there, he was only selling matzo ball soup. Amazing split pea pancakes. Prickly pear face masks. My kids love the way it stings their faces. 5 stars from James. And John Smith. Service was great. I had the cactus tacos and a cactus juice cocktail. The only problem was that I had the glory holes were not up to par with the last time I was here. It might have been because Nigel was not working the glory hole the night I went. Also, the glory hole was upside down, so I had to do a handstand to use it. I also recommend the cat ribeye with red sauce, made from autistic cats. And finally, Lob says, my old friend Mildred Monday recommended the Red Cat Bar. What a great recommendation. God bless her soul. The Cactus Martini Cooler was a bit of a letdown, as the cactus flavor overpowered the vodka. I would make it with gin instead, but their excellent atmosphere, the utmost cleanliness, more than made up for it, particularly the complimentary glory hole service. You just don't find a properly clean or comfortable glory hole just anywhere. Okay, I'm sick of reading shit. I'm going to play music, and I'm going to decide what to do next. If anything, I might just be quitting the show.
Sometimes I sit back and smoke a fat crack rock. Other days I like to masturbate.
Picture this!
But when I do them both at the exact same time, I'm knocking at the gold of heaven's gate. Go strappy in the restroom of the library. Close the door, lock the stall, now we'll have a ball.
I can do that!
But a dream, crystal streams, mist and steam. Smoking crack, while I'm whacking off.
I can do that!
Little angels hold me, show me past the sky. Through the clouds inside eternal bliss.
Picture this!
Cavaliers and chandeliers and banquet halls. Flaxen fountains float from an abyss.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Go strappy in the restroom of the library. Close the door, lock the stall, now we'll have a ball. But a dream, crystal streams, mist and steam. Smoking crack, while I'm whacking off.
Hey, Brad, I'm just, doing a homework assignment.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Written poetry. And
more of these.
I'm kind of garbage at poetry, so I'm just going to sing a song, because that's like poetry in a way, right?
Why not?
Anyway, feel free to pause the voicemail and do your snarky comments, because I think that'll just make this all the better.
What? I wouldn't do that.
Here we go. PLA Con.
This is great.
Let's make this really happen. PLA Con, let's invade someone else's convention and yes. Call it our own. PLA Con.
That's what I want to do.
PLA Con. Olga can't keep Brad to herself, even if her jokes are kind of great. PLA Con. The next Patreon goal. PLA Con. Let's make Roy regret airing this voicemail.
Thanks.
PLA Con.
Wow, that was a big finish, too. Good job on that ending of that song. Yeah, like, I don't have enough to worry about with setting up a convention. But if I were to do it, that's how I would do it. I would just piggyback off of someone else's convention and call it my own convention. What are they going to do about it? Nothing, that's what. This voicemail, by the way, is 10 days old. That homework assignment is over with, so that's why you're still hearing homework assignments, because I'm behind on voicemails, as usual.
Hi, Brad. This is Savannah. Let me clarify from my last voicemail.
No, oh, yeah. Do you work at Walmart? Yes or no?
Not work at Walmart.
She does not work at Walmart.
I did answer the phone for them, because the toys phone continued to blow the hell up, and nobody would answer it.
Hmm.
Which was pretty irritating, since I was looking for toys for my kids.
So you were
but
helping.
Anyway, I know a couple people that do work at Walmart, so let me see if I can get some numbers for you.
Okay.
Anyway, just wanted to say hey, listening to your show this morning. That was brightens my day as always. Love you. Cactus.
Yay.
Hey, RBCP. This is Pete. What you doing?
Hey, Pete.
I'm just calling to say that I got through the entire, like, really aroused by your last episode, because I thought you were talking about homosexual nurses.
I got aroused making it.
You know, you were calling from the Homo Nurse Association. Anyways, I got real aroused by that whole thing. And then I realized you were talking about homeowners. And it was far less arousing, but it was real funny. So thanks for the shows.
It all worked out.
I love you, honey, baby.
For everyone. That's great. Thanks for letting me know.
Hey, RBCP. You can call me a man of legends. This is my first...
Amanda Legends, okay.
Voicemail. But You know, the other day I was listening to, Snowplow show, and you mentioned that you were torrenting The Walking Dead. Now, I've heard a nice little life hack that you can use to bypass any of the legal risks of torrenting.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is you want to go to putlocker.is. That's PUTLOCKER.IS.
Okay.
That's a website. You can stream movies and shows, including The Walking Dead, for free. And then what you want to do is you want to download Open Broadcaster software. And you want to put that, you want to have that record over your monitor while you play The Walking Dead. So all you do is you start...
I thought you were going to tell me to broadcast it to YouTube or Twitch. Great idea.
You start the movie playing, and then you press the hotkey to start the recording, and then boom, you have a free movie fully streamed and fully using a legal loophole.
Okay.
Just thought you'd like to know that one. Keep up the good work. Love the show. Cactus, cactus.
That sounds like way too much work. I'm just going to continue illegally downloading it, which I wouldn't do, by the way, if it was available on Hulu or Netflix. So it's their own fault that I'm stealing The Walking Dead every week. I appreciate the suggestion, though. I'm too old to change, you know? I got to just keep doing my torrents. It's just the way I am.
Hey, Roy. It's ZK2K. This is the first time I've called in.
Yay.
I was just calling to let you know that I noticed a lot of your listeners are downloading the 2015 media pack using uTorrent, and they should stop that because it's evil. They should try CubitTorrent or Deluge or any other less evil torrent client.
That's right.
Thanks, and bye.
They should also all be using Linux and be doing all of your photoshopping on GIMP.
Hi, Roy Cactus. I'm the oldest person that listens to you and Carlito and Katie Kay.
Katie Kay, what? Is he still doing shows? I haven't heard about him doing shows lately. I'm having a hard time believing that you're a current listener of Katie Kay.
I wanted you to know that I enjoy listening to your shows. I look forward to when you post them. I don't understand apps, but I'm able to get to you to hear your whatever you are. Cactus. I like Cactus. I'm also on the West Coast. Formerly from the East Coast, and if people understand this message, they're going to know who I am, because I'm the oldest prank call listener ever, and I wanted to hack your machine, but it won't let me within certain...
I notice you're not telling us how old you are.
Numbers. Bye, Roy.
Okay, bye. Oldest listener of the show, who won't give me a name or an age for some reason.
Hey, Brad.
Hey there.
It's Dr. Smooth Rod here. Remember, I had my kid I named after you.
Sure, of course. Whatever.
Anyway, you know, things are... Well, my wife left me, so I'm kind of alone.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so please keep making shows so I don't kill myself.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I totally wasn't laughing at you just then.
Good, if you could keep doing that. You know, yeah. Anyway... Hope she comes back. Bye.
Okay, thanks for ruining my high, Dr. Smoothrod. That was great.
Hi, Brad. It's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
I have a question for you. I really want to hear the live shows, and I cannot figure out, for the life of me, how to subscribe to the YouTube, Google, Hangout, whatever it is that you're doing. I don't know anymore.
It's YouTube.
So I haven't heard a live show in a really long time.
Oh, except the other day when you came in the chat room and said, oh my God, this is the first live show I've ever listened to. Even though you said the same thing like 3 months ago on Prank Call Nation during one of my shows. Whatever, Jessica, I'm on to you.
So what can I do? What are the steps that I can take in order to actually...
Just do what you've been doing, because it works, because you're in the chat room.
Like, be there for a live show, because, Brad, you don't understand. I'm going through withdrawals. I miss the shitty music. I miss the ringing.
Oh, so now my music's
shitty. The
ringing
is my favorite part.
Whatever.
So, please bring it back to me, because...
How do you know there's shitty music if you don't listen to the live shows? Because I edit all the music out of the podcast version, so it's almost as if you know what the live shows are like. That's weird.
I'm going through withdrawals, but I need a live show, Brad. I need a live show. Can you do that for me? All right,
cool. Well, thanks. Cactus. Bye.
All right. Bye, Jessica. Thanks for being full of crap. Let's listen to one more voicemail.
What up, Roy? I thought you would like a podcast I just listened to. It is 99% Invisible. Hmm. It's about the Mojave Desert phone booth.
No.
They have a little phone number, I guess, a little line still active on that thing. So check that episode out, and you'll like it. And
I'm going to do it.
Cactus.
You all remember the Mojave phone booth, right? It's the old payphone booth that was in the middle of a desert years ago. They've torn the payphone down now, but I was promoting their Kickstarter last year or the year before, whenever that was, and there's going to be a book about the Mojave phone booth that I should get a copy of one of these years because I supported the Kickstarter. But yeah, a podcast about the Mojave phone booth. That sounds amazing, and I am going to listen to it as soon as I finish up with this episode. I've just added that podcast to my phone. I've never heard of that before, the 99% Invisible thing, and I've also put a link to it in the show notes if you guys want to listen to a podcast talk about the Mojave phone booth for about 20 minutes. It looks like. I think before we end today's show, I need to try and do some more of these sidewalk calls. Yesterday when I did the live show, I did it kind of early in the morning where it was like, I don't know, maybe 2 o'clock p.m. their time. So I think a lot of them were at work or just not home because it was so early. So today it is currently about 5:37 p.m. in the sidewalk town place. So I'm going to retry everyone on this list that didn't pick up before, and I'm going to see what happens. And I'm not doing this on the air today because I'm way too lazy to click the button that puts me on the air. I'm just going to do these alone and finish up this stupid show. So this first one is from a lady named Mary, and she says, I strenuously object to the change in the proposed sidewalk plan because there's a lack of due process and a significant loss of property value due to the lack of privacy and diminished use of my yard. Yeah, she's really going to miss that 3 feet of her yard out by the street. I'm sure she goes out there and enjoys that part of the yard all the time.
Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the city of St. Louis Park.
Well, and hi.
Hi there. I just needed to let you know a thing we're doing with the sidewalk on in front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, we're going to be doubling up the size of the sidewalk in front of your house. So it's going to be like a 2-lane sidewalk, so it's going to come quite a ways into your yard.
You're not serious.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's just going to be just in front of your house because we have to have certain areas of the sidewalk extra wide for like strollers and like mailmen who are in wheelchairs and stuff like that.
Who are you?
My name is Roy. I'm with the city of St. Louis Park. And
I've had many conversations with Greg Lindberg. He knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
If you're serious about this, I'm probably going to start a lawsuit because I will not accept that.
You can't sue the city, ma'am.
Hey, you know what? I spoke at the hearing the other night. It was there was a complete lack of due process. You are going to be doing a twice as big in my front yard. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Just instead of the normal 3.5 feet wide, it's going to be 7 feet wide. So it's going to go quite a ways up toward your door.
No, it's but not.
It's just for disabled wheelchairs, postmen, and strollers and bicyclists and stuff like that. And we're going to also have to expand it a little bit more for the bicycle path. Hello? Hello?
Are you talking about the city of St. Louis Park? Or are you talking about the Three Rivers Trail behind me?
Oh, no, it's the one in front of your house.
Listen, I have been corresponding with your two engineers as well as with Greg Lindberg, my city council member. I have had, like, ongoing correspondence for days on this, and they were going to check the technical aspects in an effort to reduce the size of the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
You're not going to do that in my front yard.
No, they have to. Maybe they're doing it in front of your yard instead of someone else's because of your attitude. But I'm not sure about that. I'm just saying it seems like you're kind of a troublemaker.
What is your last name?
Gerbel.
Your first name?
Roy.
What is your title?
Well, I just work here in the zoning department.
You work in zoning?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just helping.
And I sound like a troublemaker?
Well, it's just
Are you kidding me?
The way you're yelling at me. I'm just letting you know that they're going to double the size of the sidewalk in front of your house. It's not a big deal. They have to do that every once in a while. It's like a modern thing. Just like we have to have curbs for wheelchairs and stuff.
So, how much of my yard are you planning on taking?
Probably 8 or 9. Let's see, eight
Fuck
or nine.
Fuck you.
What was that? I don't know if she heard me crack up there at the end. Let me call her right back. Got to clarify this.
Hi, this is Mary. Please leave a message.
Darn it. Darn you, Mary. I was going to call her and tell her just for that, we're going to take up 12 feet of her yard. Wow. She was awesome. All right, let's move on to the next one. That was the first attempt today. So far, things are going better than they did yesterday. Here's a comment from Monica. She says, I don't believe that we need a sidewalk. And she says, will we have access to our homes during street work? I think those are good questions, and I'm prepared to answer them if she picks up.
Hello?
Hello, Monica?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the city of St. Louis Park.
Yes.
And did you know we're starting construction on the sidewalks this coming Monday?
No, I didn't know it was going to be that soon.
Oh, yeah, right in front of your house.
Okay.
And we just needed to let you know that you're not going to be able to access your home until it's finished.
Okay.
So do you have a hotel or a family member somewhere you can go for about 5 weeks?
No, I'm not going to do that. I guess I'll just have to leave my car in the garage and walk everywhere, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, you won't be able to leave your house because we're going to put all of our construction equipment on your porch. And I don't really have a porch.
I have an overhang.
Yeah, well, that same thing. And we're going to put a lot of scaffolding around your house and park some Caterpillar trucks and tractors.
Well, I can come and go through the back door, I guess. Because I'm certainly not willing to leave for 5 weeks.
Oh no, we're going to board that up. I mean, you can stay inside your house for 5 weeks if you want to stock up on groceries and stuff.
But Roy, this is ridiculous. How come I'm just learning about it now?
Well, no, I'm giving
you're going to use my house.
I'm giving you almost a whole week's notice.
You said Monday.
Well, a half a week at least.
Today is Thursday.
Oh, well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, that's 4 days.
That doesn't give me a whole lot of time to realize that you're going to board up my house?
Well, at least we're letting you know. We're just boarding up the back door just to, so we don't want anyone stealing our tools.
Well, exactly where are you going to put them then?
I don't know, but did you know...
Can somebody come over tomorrow to show me where you're going to be putting stuff so I can figure out what I'm going to do?
Well, we're telling you on the phone. Did they tell you we're going to be doing a curvy sidewalk?
No, I don't know that either.
It's going to...
What's going to happen to the fire hydrant?
We'll curve around it. But we're going to curve way up into your yard and then curve back down. It's going to be really curvy and scenic. It's going to curve all over the place.
Okay. And I didn't go to the meeting the other night and somebody said that you will be plowing it?
Plowing your yard?
No, plowing the sidewalk once it's done.
You mean snow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But we're going to need to use your driveway for parking.
Okay, what about if there's damage done to my driveway? Are you using anybody else's?
No, just yours. Yeah, everyone else can stay.
How did I get so unlucky?
Oh, we just pick someone at random, you know?
Oh, great.
You know, it's going to be like a different thing for you. It's like a different lifestyle for a little while. It'll liven up things. It'll help.
5 weeks? You say 5 weeks?
Yeah, 5 weeks. Maybe six. I don't know.
Well, you realize... Now, I watch Bob Hampton's dog when he's at the fire station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Bob.
This is going to create a little bit of a problem.
Well, you can tell Bob to watch his own dog or something. I don't know.
Well, he can't do that. He's there for 24 hours.
And did you send in your check yet for your portion of the sidewalk costs?
Are you kidding me?
No, for the concrete. For the concrete for the sidewalk. Each resident has to pay.
No, I've never heard that before. I heard that we were not being assessed yet. I haven't received any notice.
Oh, no, no. We've said this from the beginning. Every resident has to pay for their share of the concrete, like just the part in front of your house. And for your house, it's going to be a lot of it because we're curving that sidewalk up through your yard. It's going to like loop around and do a twist.
Okay, I'm going to call City Hall tomorrow.
And also, instead of just going down 8 inches with the concrete, we're going to go down 24 inches just to be safe. So it's going to be really
deep. I can't even believe a word you're saying because this sounds ridiculous.
Well, no, this
I'm going to call City Hall tomorrow.
What are you going to call them about?
To see what's going on.
Well, you can't change things. I mean, it's already the paperwork's already gone through.
Roy, what is your last name?
Gerbil.
Spell it.
Gherbil.
Gherbil. And what do you do for the city?
You know, this and that.
Okay.
Just don't worry about it.
I will be talking with someone tomorrow. And what is your phone number?
So you're just going to call in and complain? Just
What is your phone number?
It's 689-3845.
3845. Yep. All right. Well,
digits.
I'm going to look into this further tomorrow.
Well,
thank you very much, Roy.
There's not anything you can do about it. This is all, it's all set in stone.
Okay. Thank you.
Or concrete,
goodbye.
You might say.
Okay.
But,
goodbye.
You know, it's going to be like $8,000 for your concrete, for your share.
Goodbye.
Well, I'm not done yet. We have more to talk about. Damn it, Monica. Nobody hangs up on Roy. All right. The next one is another Mary. Hopefully this is a different Mary. I think it is. She has nicer handwriting. She says, no sidewalk. We have a beautiful trail that connects the park. Narrow streets will be more dangerous because in the winter sidewalks get icy and you have to walk on the streets. What? Also, cars backing out. That's some good logic there, Mary.
Hello?
Hi, is Mary there?
No, she's working tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Roy from the City of St. Louis Park.
Okay.
And she had expressed some concern about the beautiful... She'd asked us to tear apart the trail that connects to the park. Do you know which sidewalk I mean? Which trail?
Is it the new sidewalks you're putting in, you mean?
Yeah, we're going to put those in, but because of her request, we're going to tear up that trail that connects to the park, the existing one.
Well, I guess I don't know which one that is.
Oh, well, she says it's beautiful, but she wanted it torn down, so we're going to tear that down. She said it's a trail on Aquila, and it connects the park.
I'll be darned. I didn't know nothing about that. Unless I do, and I just didn't... I don't quite understand where that is.
Well, do you have her work number? I could call her.
Well, she's at the conferences tonight, so there won't be the phone. It's in the gym at the junior high.
Oh, maybe I could call and have her paged.
Yeah, I don't think they'd allow her to leave the table because she greets all the incoming parents.
Oh, I don't know.
Gives them the...
I can be pretty persuasive.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know what her number would be there anyway.
Okay, all right, well... can you let her know that the Chinese government, they're going to be doing the sidewalk in front of the house, and they're going to pave the sidewalk with lead?
With lead?
Yeah, it's a new thing we're doing to save money.
Guess I don't understand at all.
Oh, you don't understand anything.
No, I don't.
All right, okay.
This is all green news to me.
Green news. Okay. Yeah, just let her know we're paving the sidewalks with lead, and we're tearing apart the beautiful trail that connects to the park.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a nice day, sweetie.
Yep, you too.
Sweetie,
bye-bye.
Sweetie baby, honey pie. Well, that should cause some confusion when she gets home. And I did try to call the junior high just now, the one closest to their house, and there's no answer tonight, so I can't call and have her paged. That would have been hilarious. But oh well. Just wasn't meant to be.
Hello?
Hi, is Alan there?
No, he is not.
Okay.
He should be home in a little while. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Roy from the City of St. Louis Park. I just wanted to ask him, just let him know something about the sidewalks we're going to put in front of your house next week.
Okay. Oh, you're doing it next week.
Yeah, starting on Monday. Could you take a message for him?
I certainly can.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Or I have a pen and a piece of paper.
A pen or a pencil?
A pen.
Okay. Just let him know that we're contracting the Chinese government to put the sidewalk together, and they're going to be paving the sidewalk with lead.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, just on your street. It's a it's a new test they're doing. Apparently, lead's a lot more, offers more traction when it gets snowy out. And the radiation from the sidewalk, it melts the snow, so you don't have to plow anymore.
Ah, so it's energy efficient.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is good.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I assume that if I pass this message on, he'll know who it came from then.
Okay, well, that's great then. But I mean, you can just tell him who it came from. This is Roy from the city of St. Louis Park.
Okie doke.
All right, well, have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Goodbye. Damn it, that didn't go well. And that was the last one. I'm done with the sidewalk calls. For now, anyway, because there's still quite a few that didn't pick up. And I will definitely hold on to these and call them even later at night, maybe tonight or tomorrow night or something. So we should have a few follow-up sidewalk calls in future episodes of the Snowplow Show. By the way, that idea about the Chinese government and the sidewalks paved with lead, that was an idea from yesterday's chat room by Lobster Pants. So thank you, Lobster Pants, for that one. And thank you once again, Jeff, for sending this list to me in the first place. That was a lot of fun. And I promise to keep trying these last few until they pick up at least a few more times. One last thing before we go. Have you all seen the brand new Ghostbusters trailer? It just came out today, apparently a few hours ago. And I've already had Bill Mann post on my Facebook page that Columbia Pictures is stealing my intellectual property. Listen to this.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity. And we might be the only ones who can stop it.
That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? It sounds a little like something I've done in many prank calls over the past couple years, telling people that certain frequencies of radio waves will make ghosts visible. In fact, I'm going to play the very first call I think that I did that in, which was the Ghost Tower prank, which Bill Mann sent me the number for. He asked me to call this guy. I'm going to play that call right now so you guys can decide for yourself if Columbia Pictures owes me a bunch of money for stealing the idea for the entire plot of their movie, or maybe me and Bill Mann are just delusional. You be the judge. I've got yet another request from Bill Mann. He sends me a picture of a tower, a cell phone tower. It's just a really tall tower. On the very top of it, it's, you know, it's got the three sides of the cell phone antenna things on it. He says it's the kind of tower you can put a dish on for a phone company like AT&T or whatever. So Bill Mann wants me to call and tell them that I am building a clubhouse or a parking garage. And how much for the space to build a parking garage on top of their tower?
Yep. Hello, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
This is Kevin. Who is this, please?
Hey, Kevin. It's Thomas. I'm just interested in renting some antenna space on that tower.
Thomas?
What do you mean, which Thomas?
Which of my towers? My towers or, yeah?
I guess so. It has the phone number, and I called the number on it, and they gave me your number.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, which site are you, how do you identify? What's the ASR number there?
It's on Lewis Larmer Road. I don't know what the fucking ASI is.
it's the antenna support registration number. The FCC has a file there. You must be looking at the website there, or are you at the real estate there?
Oh, no, I drove by it. It's by a bunch of things that look like Army barracks. It's on Lewis Lomar Lane.
Yeah, I'm familiar with, yeah. It's like those old potato warehouses, huh?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What can I help you with as rental space there, Thomas?
Oh, yeah, how much would it cost to rent some space on there?
It depends on how many antennas at which elevations you're going at. It's all relative to loading.
I was just going to go about halfway up, and I'm going to build a house up there.
I'm not insured for that. You mean a home, you mean?
Yeah, a home. It's basically a tree house.
Oh, I see, yeah. And, you'd probably have to buy the whole site because we couldn't expose anybody but my climbers onto the site, so that's how it's all insured to be used.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, I'll take it. I'm going to build like a trap door so they can still get up there, but maybe I'll charge a toll.
What I didn't clearly say, though, was there's nobody allowed on the structure except Great Plains Tower climbers.
Well, if I rent it, though, I'll be allowed up there because it'll be my home.
No, that's part of the lease that only people that can go on the tower are the owner of the tower.
I'll have squatter's rights.
No, you won't. The lease doesn't say that. No, we're not selling it. We're renting antenna space, not people space up there. So, no, we don't. You can't trespass on anything off the ground on our structures.
Okay.
You're not trained and you're not drug screened and you're not insured. So that's why people aren't allowed on our towers.
Well, okay. How much would it cost to put an antenna up on the very top?
Oh,
and not build a house.
What, a TV broadcast antenna or a microwave antenna?
I'm a ghost hunter, and I think I can put out a certain frequency that will make ghosts visible all over town. And it'll run at 1.6 megahertz.
Yeah, well,
gigahertz,
what,
I mean.
Yeah, how big is this antenna? Is it?
It's going to be like 50 feet above the tower.
Oh, 50 feet. Oh, you mean 50 feet taller than the tower?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be like a whip antenna, like a CB antenna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you can't. The tower's already at maximum height for the FAA because there's no way.
Oh, fuck those assholes. We can do what we want.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's that?
I just want to make ghosts visible.
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and, that's okay. That's okay, but we have no more airspace allowed than what we're licensed for.
Okay,
where we're standing
right
now, everything has to be side-mounted on the structure.
Well, I'll just put a 6-inch antenna on it, then that'll be the same, basically.
Oh, yeah. You're right. To rent space and antenna, one antenna, I know, $750 a month.
Oh, that's perfect.
What we rent space for.
Now, is it going to be a problem? It's going to cause a lot of chaos in town because it's going to make ghosts visible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. No, that's so just like radiation, I suppose. But
everyone's going to be able to see ghosts suddenly, like in all their office buildings and homes and around town. All the ghosts are just going to be visible.
Why would you be asking me that? I have no idea what the Jamestown people are.
Well, you were talking about, insurance and stuff. I didn't know if you'd be liable for just putting the whole town, turning it upside down.
Whose antenna is emitting is responsible.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that's what the FCC monitors licenses. What's your frequency?
2,600 hertz.
Oh, 2.6 gig?
No, 2,600 hertz.
Well, that's what that is. That's 2.6 gigs.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't want 2.6 gigs. I want 2,600 hertz.
Oh, okay.
This is specialized ghosts.
Okay, hertz. Oh, non-megahertz. Okay. Yeah, like down the AM freak, yeah.
Don't call me a freak, motherfucker.
What are you talking about? Pardon me?
I thought you called me a freak.
Freak frequency, excuse me. Oh, freak frequency.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
What a wacky misunderstanding.
That's an abbreviation for frequency.
I see.
Freak. Oh, yeah, I use freak like that word as an abbreviation for frequency.
Oh, you're such a card.
You're getting crazy there.
Okay. Yeah, I was ready to come down there and kick your motherfucking ass.
No, freak, that's an abbreviation for frequency.
Do you know if the FAA is going to have problems? Because it's going to show flying ghosts as well. So they could, go in front of airplanes and stuff and fly around in front of airplanes.
Antennas do all kinds of other different things. But what an antenna does is none of the business of the tower owner. We just rent space.
Yeah.
And then, like I say, whatever your license is the responsibility of the license provider emitter.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to make ghosts visible. About 10 miles in all directions. So any planes flying overhead, they're going to have, ghosts flying into their windshields. The ghosts are going to appear on the plane, too, like on the airplane.
Well, anyway, we have, I don't think we have any electricity or anything there. Everybody's responsible for bringing in their own electrical service and everything there, too. So that's only... a building or play for radio. That everybody puts their own radio buildings and everything. But
my antenna runs on crystals, so we're all fine. We're all good there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So, Well, anyway, yeah, for one little antenna, the rent, the antenna rent is probably just going to be just our standard $750,
okay.
$750 per month, okay. For one antenna. Anyway,
yeah. That's chump change. And,
yeah,
it's pocket change to me.
Pardon me.
That's pocket change.
Oh yeah, change. It kind of is. Yeah, that's right. It's just monthly stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to change the world, though. It's going to make ghosts visible everywhere.
Yeah, and whatever the installation is a different thing. Whenever we see what the specs are, or the antenna, or your feed lines, and everything.
Okay.
That's a different item. Whenever we know what that is, but that's usually. Well, that could be a few $1,000 just to for my crew to put up an antenna and feed line on a pole, and then you take it from there on the ground.
Is there any fee for opening up a doorway into another dimension?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah, because
no, I have no rights to that.
All right, and then basically this whole thing's a trick. I just want to get on the antenna tower so I can. Build my house up there.
You can do that from the water tank right next door there too,
yeah.
Or anything. Why don't you test it on any facility there? The water tower would probably be even just a cheap, less expensive, or since the city water tank right next to me doesn't have many restrictions to it.
Oh, so I could build a house up there, and that's better because it's kind of like an octagon shape.
No, they wouldn't let you trespass on the tank, but that's a place where you could rent space.
No, I get squatters' rights. I get squatters' rights. I'm going to live on the tank, and I'm going to put my ghost antenna on your tower.
Oh, you'd have to buy it and own it first. I know that, but just like my structure, you'd have to own it before you'd be able to rent space for an antenna
on it. I think
I'm
going to build a summer home on your tower. I'm going to build a summer home on your tower, and then the water tower will be just like my normal home. But I'm still going to have
Where are you calling from there, Tom?
Oh, where am I calling from? I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay, that's right, too. Okay. Okay, yeah, because that's the only time you'd be able to survive anyway up in the air over here. It's just summer. Yep.
I'm going to have ghosts fly me up.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
Yep.
Well, anyway, call or send me an email when you can there, Tom. Otherwise, no need to call anymore about this.
I think he suddenly got fed up or something.
Great Plains Towers.
Hey, could you tell Kevin I'm on his tower right now? I'm like up on top.
Okay, just a second. I don't know who this is.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same guy that called before. Quit being so nosy. No, I'm on the tower right now, and I'm building my home as we speak. It's a Victorian-style home.
Okay, yeah, we're not accepting any calls from you anymore.
Why? What did I do? Yep, I would say that's a pretty clear-cut case. So if there are any lawyers out there listening, please get in touch with me about a pro bono lawsuit thing that I'd like to do. And I don't need much, just $1 million or so. That should do it. So please get in touch with me, any listeners that are lawyers. I'm going to need your services soon. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you next time. Hopefully $1 million richer.
Red is the color of a box that's known for giving free rolls from payment. It's the perfect box for beginning freaks. Make them pronto dialers or MP3s. Just as long as they are the frequency that will rule your telephone company. That's been modified so that it